Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Staying fit after 40. I actually think that's important. I'm going to give you a quick reason why. I do believe that how healthy and fit you are in your 40s often determines overall health and fitness in your 50s and 60s. Now, you know, when you're teen, 20s, you can be out of shape, eat pizza, drink beer, and probably just fine. You can turn that around in your 30s. But I tell you what, if you're that out of shape in your 40s, turning that around in your 50s is really hard to do. So staying fit, you know, after 40, I think is incredibly important for aging Americans. So my guest today to talk about this is one of the most photographed models in history. She's been on the covers of top publications like Fitness and Fitness Life and Oxygen and many more. She's a fitness expert and a speaker, and she has a passion for leading women to experience physical, mental, and spiritual wellness. Her name is Kim Dolan Leto, and she's the Director of Family Health and Wellness for the International Sports Sciences Association. She holds a degree in business and is a certified fitness trainer and nutrition specialist. Kim, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's great to be part of your show.
Awesome. I went to your website, so it's kimdolanleto.com. Great website, by the way. Nice and simple, easy to follow. Great pictures, of course, of you, which is also always nice. and I saw on there, so when you go there, right on the homepage, it's FIT, F-I-T, and it stands for something. What does FIT stand for in your eyes, in your view?
Well, Dr. Michael, for me, I believe there's such a connection between your mind, body, and soul. So I was thinking about this whole concept of FIT one day, and I thought faith-inspired transformation. It just hit me, and I thought how important that inner transformation is to make the outer transformation stick, because so many of us are so focused on that, you know, obtaining those rock-hard abs and whatnot, but we miss sight of transforming the inside so that when we do finally achieve that outer transformation physically, we'll be able to maintain it. So FIT was birthed from faith-inspired transformation.
I think you just hit on, what might happen for a lot of people, is it possible that the reason it's so hard maybe to lose weight, to get physically fit, is once we get there, we're still not complete. We're not whole. We're not emotionally complete. We're not spiritually complete. And that just makes holding on to the physical fitness hard?
Dr. Michael, I do believe that because I started out in fitness, you know, really late in life. And my journey was more because of my father's medical reasons. And what ended up happening for me was that I tried every diet out there and I failed horribly. I'm sure, like many people that listen to your show, I was looking for that secret. I wanted that secret pill, that secret diet. I would look at these models and think, okay, surely they all know something that I don't know. Or maybe they just have more time in a day, because I would think, you know, we all have this 24 hours in a day, but why am I not able to maintain or even reach my health goals? And it was very frustrating. So when I finally realized that the makeover needed to start inside, I was finally able to maintain that outer transformation.
So when you say you got started later in life, what are we talking about in your 30s? When did this idea of this faith, you know, inspired transformation really start to set in for you?
Well, my father had a stroke at the very young age of 47. My parents had me very young, so I was 30 years old when he had a stroke, and it was really terrifying to me because I coincidentally worked for a pharmaceutical company. And when my dad had the stroke, I remember driving. My mom called me, and I dropped the phone. I literally fell to my knees when she said, "Your dad had a stroke," because at 47, that just seemed so young.
Wow.
So when I went into the hospital and I saw him laying there, and his whole face was paralyzed, and his body was paralyzed, and that paralysis did stay. He never was able to get over that, and it just changed me. Something about it changed me. It made me go to the doctor and get a blood profile done. And Dr. Michael, I had high cholesterol at that time. So here I was looking at my father, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm only 30 years old, and I'm on the same path, and this cannot be me. So I vowed that I was going to own my part in it, and that's when I just totally transformed my life. Prior to that, I did not eat well. I did not exercise. I was like probably many people today, you know, stuck in a corporate job, working all day, eating big meals at night, stressed out, and my schedule was leading my life. So I was not taking care of myself. So that was a very pivotal moment in my life.
Right. So what advice would you give other women who maybe they feel it's just a little too late to get healthy and fit? I mean, what advice do you give them? How can we inspire them that that's not the case?
Dr. Michael, this is just pulls on my heart because I see so many people that feel like it's too late. I've had a child, it's too late. I'm aging, it's too late. And for me, that's kind of become my whole motivation and passion is to help people see that it's never too late. You can be any age. My mom is in her 60s and started doing triathlons. It's over when you say it's over. And people, I think what happens is we're so busy in our schedules, and I know how it feels. I'm a 46-year-old mother who runs her own business. I'm busy. I get it. But here's the thing. We don't need this perfect hour to work out every day. We don't need to be perfect. I think there's such a perfectionist mentality that, yeah, you know, I don't have time to work out. Instead of thinking that something is always better than nothing, even if you just schedule in a 10-minute activity break, you know, a couple times a day, so you're getting in 30 minutes of activity a day, or just making your next food choice a better one, eating whole foods instead of processed foods. I mean, we don't need perfection. We just need to make simple changes. So for those women that feel like it's too late and I need to give up, I think it's because they're overwhelmed and they think that they need hours in the gym and a perfect diet to find success, and they don't.
Yeah. You know, great point, Kim, because if we can just convince more people, men and women, right, to just do a little bit, you know, and just achieve a little bit of success, get a little bit more in shape, maybe you drop just a couple of pounds, that right there is one of the greatest motivations to continue on and to build into that, to that regimen that you're doing. So maybe the 5-minute exercise becomes 10 minutes and then 10, but it takes time. There's no rush, right? It's a lifestyle change. I think that's the best approach for people. I think you hit the nail on the head that we don't have to start off with that daily, you know, drive to the gym after work and 2 hours and, you know, all that kind of, we can just walk, start walking, right? I mean, little things like that make a big impact.
It's so easy, and Charles Duhigg in his book talks about creating a small win, and I talk a lot with people about this. Every day, just create one small win you wouldn't normally do. So, for example, if you would normally sit on the couch every night, why don't you take 10 minutes, pop in a Zumba video, or go for a walk with your spouse? Do something a little different for just even 10 minutes, because those small changes, they fuel your passion. They show you what you're capable of. And when you start doing it and you see how much better you feel about yourself, you're like, hey, wait a minute, this feels good. And that breeds off of itself. And it's this transformative energy that you want to get going. You want to get that process going where people believe in themselves again. And they say, hey, wait a minute, it's not too late. It's not over. I don't have to throw in the towel.
The website is kimdolanleto.com. A lot of really good information on there. By the way, Kim, I had a friend of mine who wanted to start walking. She thought a great way to do that would be to get a dog, but she wasn't ready for a dog. So she went to a neighbor who was old, who had a dog that needed to get out and exercise. So she started walking the neighbor's dog, and she loves it.
See,
now she walks a bunch of neighbor dogs.
That's great.
I love that story. Yeah.
That's
When we come back, I want to move into exercising at the office, because that's a big thing for people. So we'll talk about that next with Kim Dolanleto. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.